This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Recently at the RSA Conference 2024, Cisco revealed how it is integrating Splunk technology into its security products following the completion of their $28 billion acquisition of the analytics giant. Cisco's plans for integrating Splunk technology are centered around AI, security, network management, observability, and tool consolidation. One of the key integrations unveiled by Cisco is the addition of XDR, extended detection and response capabilities from their XDR product into Splunk Enterprise Security, ES. This integration will allow WestXDR alerts and detections to be fed into Splunk ES, enhancing customers' investigation and remediation efforts. Tom Gillis, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Cisco's Security Business Group, explained that Splunk provides contextual information that enriches the XDR, and the XDR feeds alerts back to Splunk based on that context. This integration is the first step in a series of efforts to bring analytics and infrastructure closer together and provide more secure and effective security outcomes. Apart from the Splunk integrations, Cisco also highlighted their advancements in AI and machine learning across their products. Their cloud-native application protection platform, CNAPP, Panoptica, now utilizes AI for real-time threat detections and alerts, as well as providing security teams with descriptive information about potential threats and actionable remediation guidance through the GenAI dynamic remediation feature. Additionally, Cisco launched their AI assistant for security, aimed at helping security analysts by providing them with contextual intelligence, recommendations, and automated workflows. Cisco also announced new features for their Zero Trust security product, Cisco Duo. Duo Passport aims to reduce authentication fatigue by minimizing repeated requests, while the recently introduced identity intelligence tool will be integrated into Duo as a new feature called Continuous Identity Security. In terms of their AI-native data center system, Hypershield, Cisco introduced capabilities to detect and block attacks originating from unknown vulnerabilities within runtime workload environments. Utilizing an AI agent trained on attack tactics, techniques, and procedures, TTs, Hypershield can identify and block anomalous behaviors that resemble these TTPs, even if the vulnerabilities themselves are unknown. This provides protection against both known and unknown vulnerabilities within distributed mesh environments. Despite the integration of Splunk and Cisco technology, the plan is to continue offering both product suites separately. The interoperability between the Splunk platform and Cisco platform showcased at RSA demonstrates how they can work better together. Eric Parizo, managing principal analyst at Omdia Cybersecurity, believes that Splunk's capabilities in SecOps and observability will significantly benefit Cisco. He also noted that the addition of Splunk expands Cisco's total addressable market and aligns well with their expanding enterprise cybersecurity strategy. The integration of Splunk technology into Cisco's security products marks a significant milestone in their efforts to enhance their AI capabilities and provide customers with more comprehensive and effective security solutions. The showcased integrations and new features demonstrate Cisco's commitment to leveraging advanced technologies to address the evolving challenges of the cybersecurity landscape.